Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Summer's here, and it's time to bring the heat in a new Honda. Head out on an unforgettable adventure. Or take a sporty sedan for a spin. All while driving with confidence. Check out the Civic, Accord, or HR-V during the Honda Summer Event.
See dealer for financing details.
Do you know what your partner's up to when you're away and they're all alone?
No, what?
They're listening to the Screw Podcast, of course.
What's that?
Sit back, relax, and listen.
Well, you tried it just for once, found it all right for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict.
So that was our new intro.
Yeah,
that was... Welcome back to The Screw.
Welcome back, everybody. It sounds very grown up.
Does it?
The intro. Yeah, our new intro. It's like we've matured a little bit.
Did we grow up?
Maybe not.
In the last 4 years?
Well, I'm fucking drunk and high still. So
we did not grow up. Okay. We are the same motherfuckers as before. Welcome back to The Screw. Thank you for your patience during our hiatus while we figured out how the fuck to continue.
Thanks for spilling seed in our name.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm just assuming.
A general consensus. No, that's funny that you say that. A general consensus recently was that there are episodes people jerk off to. Ooh. And as much as I'm all for that.
I think they should vote to make us the most masturbatable podcast. Whatever.
Cheers to the podcast.
Cheers, clink. Oh, and speaking of that, cheers to our 101
first. 101.
100.
We're starting anew.
We're 101 years old.
We're fresh.
Fresh off the rack.
Oven.
Off your rack.
Off the rack.
Off your rack.
Out of the oven.
Cheers with me. Clink. Salud.
Oh, sorry.
Salud to 101st of...
Yay.
101 screws.
Wait, one more clink. Louder. Break your fucking glass.
Oh, I love that quality of sound where you can hear us, like, drinking tequila.
Yeah. People are going to listen just for the ASMR.
Oh, and speaking of ASMR.
Yes.
Let's, like, so we're back.
Where? What are we doing?
Screw.
Right.
We're here.
Hello. Right. A-Love and Felicia Rose in the house.
Woo!
What are we doing going forward? So, what are we? We're going to really do a, what are we calling it?
A revamp, a reboot, a reshoot, a relaunch? Or,
well, no. yes, that.
An evolution.
Too. An evolution.
A revolution.
A revolution. Ooh, sexy. We did not plan that. Well, how we're going to handle our episodes going forward is that we are going to take one subject a month and really dissect it. What we're going to do is what we call a, what did we call it? Oh, it was so funny. A deeper...
Deeper dive. Right.
So deeper dive into that.
We are going to introduce a topic to y'all.
No, I had a name for it, though. What was the name?
I think it was deep dive.
And there was
a debunk.
No, but it was a pussy reference or just a penetration reference. How do I not remember that?
I mean...
a give it to me deeper dive.
A give it to
That's
me deeper
it.
Dive.
That's it. See, do you guys feel the creative juices coming out of my pussy as we speak?
Them.
Yeah, they're every... I know, I literally...
What did you used to call it? You're the first person that ever taught me the snail trail. I had never heard that
term
before.
Yeah, well, pussies get wet.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get that.
No. I'm explaining. I know you do. I'm explaining it to the people that are like, what the fuck is the snail trail we're speaking of? Pussies get different types of wetness throughout the day or not. Sometimes they don't.
Right.
Sometimes they do. It depends on your time of the month, discharge, etc. Very normal and doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But... Well, it does mean you have a pussy. So
right.
Hello.
Yeah.
And
in general,
it's a snail trail. I call it a snail trail because I like to take the most disgusting version, because in my head, I was like, okay, back when I was coining these terms like Sarlacc pit and snail trail, even though other people do use it.
The pussy behind the scenes.
It's just, it was me thinking, oh, how do I kind of, if you say it's so gross, then when you do think of the reality of it, it's not that gross. Like, it's not an actual snail
so
trail.
It's kind of like a...
It's not the Great Pit of Carcoon. Right? It's an actual nice, tight little pussy. It doesn't have teeth coming out of
so
it.
So it's kind of like the art.
Jabba
of...
the Hutt is not keeping woman in his lair. But I'm going to give you the grossest version. So then, I don't know. That was also probably a little.
No, it was good.
I don't know.
It was good. There was something in there.
Something
definitely feminist.
Some cum in there. No, it was my version of basically like, I grew up in a time where we did shame pussies.
No, that was a thing. Absolutely.
Wet pussies were ew, or not wet, but discharge. So I grew up in a time where I almost was like, well, let's make the joke. So anything that isn't that is better. Anything that's not an actual snail's fucking trail behind them
so
is
it's
better.
Kind of like starting all the way deep inside and working your way back.
Put it this way. I started my OnlyFans by saying in my profile, like, enter my Sarlacc pit. And people were like, you should probably not use that to, like, advertise for yourself. You know, I really like to go on the other end of the spectrum. But then you get a pleasant surprise, if you will.
You do.
Surprise. It's surprise. Not disgusting.
No,
okay,
right.
Okay, so what am I doing? I'm derailing off of conversation.
So, like, look at it this way. We're back with a new format. We're
new
here
format.
To please you.
We're going to give it to me deeper dive into a subject. And this month's subject is actually, we're going to try to start with a little 101 in general.
Mm-hmm.
And this month's subject, we are going to do fetish exploration.
Ooh.
Not fetishes per se. We're not going to go into the different ones necessarily. Maybe we will.
Yeah,
maybe
we're not here to write lists for you. Y'all
no,
have Google.
Yeah, we have lots of lists. Yeah. But what we are going to do is talk about just the generic, or not generic, but the beginning stages, if you will, of learning about fetishes, learning about your own fetishes, and figuring out maybe the practice of said fetishes.
Oh, hell no. Wait, I didn't mean to hit that one.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit.
What, oh, when you give two stoners a sound pad,
right,
they'll want a glass of milk.
Right, so fetishes, right? So we feel like we know some shit on this topic, you know.
Sure.
It's
a little.
We've done some fetishes, you know. Not
well,
not,
we
not,
also learned. We took a few classes that taught us a little bit of that.
We did. And fetishes, like, for those who doesn't, what's considered a fetish?
Well, that's a good question. So when I first think of fetishes, I immediately also associate it with the word paraphilia. And I don't necessarily know if
they're
interchangeable.
That's a sexy psych term.
So one thing we are going to do during these deeper dives is we're going to learn what we don't know, right? There's lots of stuff we do know, but there's also lots of stuff that we maybe think we know and also that we don't know. We're not doctors. We're not professionals in this field. We are just, you know,
we have a lot
sexperts,
of,
as we call ourselves.
We have a lot of, like, in the field experience,
sure,
which doesn't necessarily mean it's true for
no,
everyone.
No, yeah, we need to go back and maybe read what. So my point is that fetish often in my head ties to paraphilia, but what I want to say is there's a difference. What do you know that difference to be?
I mean, I think so. Paraphilias, there's some that are named, and paraphilia, like, I think that there's
what's the difference between the two?
So paraphilia is a psych term. It's like straight in the DSM,
mm-hmm,
Diagnostic Statistical Manual or whatever the fuck it's called.
Right.
And, like, you know, it's used to describe, if I remember correctly, and this is going to be a good thing to debunk and clarify.
Right, that's what I'm interested to see, like, what we actually think we know
right,
versus, like,
how much are we bullshitting versus how much
how stoned are we, essentially.
Right, that too. I believe the whole idea of a philia is it's a like, it's a taste, it's a particular taste, it's a particular kind of, like, thing that isn't necessarily normative in nature.
Deviant.
Yeah, it deviates
from the norm. I believe, well, what I know, I'm sorry, I'm trying to say, I believe you're correct.
Uh-huh.
from what I know, but I think that they do use the term deviant.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, the difference between fetish to paraphilia. From what I know, paraphilia is more of like a compulsion that you can't necessarily control, you need,
right.
And it's on the deviant side.
Right.
Whereas a fetish is kind of a curiosity, enjoyment, but not like I need it so bad that I have to go and go to extremes for it.
Right.
I think.
So and I think when we think about like the term fetish, there's a lot of different ways we can talk about it. Like it's used very like politically sometimes. Like when you talk about like fetishizing a gender or a race or
Well, there's negative and positive.
Right. So I think fetish, you know, when you say fetish, you're kind of thinking of like something that someone kind of like thinks of regularly and it has a very specific
they derive an amount of pleasure from
within
a certain parameter.
Right. And I think there has to be some like a repetitive
nature. But do you think deviant comes into I don't remember.
Well, so deviant is a subjective term, right? Like
I mean, you know, definition-wise.
I'm not sure they would use the term deviant.
Right, right. So that's what I'm interested in knowing. You know, you and I can hash out deviance all day long. Sure. It's a completely different convo. Sure. I'm just interested. I don't want to pick up my phone yet. Let's do that next episode.
Yeah, totally.
But it is interesting to kind of dissect what that would really mean. Because if you think of it, deviant in a way is sort of shameful. It's saying that it's not the norm. So what is the goddamn difference in my head between...
So here's what I kind of think happened.
Like, is a foot fetish a fetish? Or is it a fucking paraphilia? Right. I guess, so is that where it comes into play if you need it? I need the foot on my mouth to come.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe that's the difference.
So I think philia means obsession.
Okay. That's what I thought.
And obsession, again, that doesn't need to be... There is no moral context to the word I'm using when I'm saying obsession.
Sure.
Like, you know, we obsess over television shows, certain kinds of music. Obsession is very subjective.
Closer to
well.
Addiction than, than
just
not.
Kind of
know?
Like something that we crave repetitively, I think.
Compulsion.
And so, you know, I think...
A need for it.
Right. And I think what kind of happened first is things like the Kinsey studies created this idea that there was all this variance. It wasn't just simply missionary sex between a man and a woman, you know, that there was all sorts of variance in the way human beings like were expressing their sexual desires and sexual interests.
Right.
And, you know, this is, you know, what eventually the Kinsey scale derives out.
Right.
But essentially, they look
you
at
might
a
fantasize,
lot of,
but not necessarily
right.
do,
right.
et cetera.
So these are like behaviors, right? And then I think what kind of happened in the psych community, they're interested in terminology that they can eventually use for a diagnosis or eventually come up with some sort of treatment program for. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at anything that is a little bit more than just like an interest or a very topical thing, when it becomes something that's very ingrained in something that you need like strictly to get off or get excited. Versus like something that is like kind of an interest, like a fetish that like, you know, you don't need it. There's lots of ways you're excited. And that variance is in all of us, not just individuals. Like, you know, our sexuality is never that cut and dry. So I think you have like one field kind of, and that field is saying a fetish that is kind of something that you become obsessed over becomes a paraphilia. And they have a very limited of named pedophilias that are in there.
Pedophilias? So, or paraphilias. Right.
There you go.
That being one of them. Right. But what I will say, I think that I yes, everything you're saying, I'm with you on. I will say that I'm curious to see if there are things listed as paraphilias that maybe we would just deduce as fetishes.
Sure.
Because I do think that there's a weird, not weird, but specific direct connection between certain paraphilias and sociopathy.
Yeah, that is
psychopathy,
the there
etc.
There are two specifically.
Because, you know, with the idea, say, like a serial killer, it's that they have a compulsion to do this thing that creates a sexual gratification that then results in a death situation. And sometimes the death is the sexual compulsion, regardless. so I'm interested to see, my point is that I'm interested to see if there is kind of a definition disconnect as far as what the DSM rules and deems as naughty bad stuff.
I think so. I think there's,
you know, also, I think also the DSM implies there's some kind of like you need some therapy. Right. There's potential trauma. Sure. Right, and that's connected to those.
So let's not forget that the psychology of human beings is very culturally specific, right? So you're going to see paraphilias.
It's human-specific, really.
Right, you know? That emerge in certain countries and certain places, mm-hmm. just like you see certain sexual dysfunctions that emerge, like Kyoto syndrome or something. That's where the man feels their penis has disappeared into their body. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's not something that's actually happening, but it's a, like...
It's like a phenomenon.
Right. Yeah. It's a psychological thing that is causing, like, kind of like a circular kind of reality.
Sure.
So, you know, like, I think, you know, paraphilias are very much trying to, like, say something that might be like obsessive to the point that it's affecting your general sexual health.
Sure.
Right? You know, whether it is like things that endanger your health or like, you know, things like
so pain it's probably closer on what they call the deviant spectrum, if anything. I think that's where so like and you know what? We don't know. So again, you have to come back next episode to find out what we're wrong about, which is interesting. But for now, this is what we think we know, and I do believe that fetishes are more of the lighthearted shit, right? Mm-hmm. Like I have a foot fetish. It's not harming anybody or yourself.
Uh-huh.
Whereas the paraphilia might be more, you know, closer to something like I need scat, which is scatophilia, mm-hmm. which is corporophilia, mm-hmm. which is aphilia.
Necrophilia.
That's my question. Is there a foot ophilia? Is there or is it just a foot fetish?
I do think there's terminology for that one.
Because it's
almost like the ones that are most popular in the overall human species become mm-hmm. like classified as paraphilia.
So that's my question is where's the line drawn between foot fetish
and
foot paraphilia? Where uh-huh. what is that nuance? And is it that you need it so bad that like you'd kill for it? No, I'm not kidding.
Whereas the sociopathy comes into play.
You have this desire that cannot be quenched.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? I mean, I'm curious to see what that looks like.
Yeah, no. This is, I'm like, can't wait to find out.
Well,
like,
I'm interested
to
know.
The true answers.
Right? The true. Dun, dun, dun.
Welcome to this week.
Oh, no. That was the wrong. No. And you know what? Leave it in because
whatever.
This isn't.
It's a learning curve.
You're
fuck that.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a learning curve. Fuck that.
Oh, my God.
So I am interested to know, before we continue this info by going back and researching, what would you consider your top three fetishes and or, I guess, paraphilias, you know?
Oh, my top three?
Yes. If you don't mind it, you know.
No.
With consent.
Here's the thing. Actually, immediately the first thing I want to say is that this is definitely something that I think changes with time for a lot of people, right?
Oh, it changes with my hormones.
Even that,
honestly.
Right? So there is variance.
Tomorrow
remember,
is a different deviance than the next day.
Not only is human sexuality not a monolith, your own sexuality is not a monolith.
Sure, but off the top of your head, the people want to know. They have a right to know.
I'm into certain kinds of scents. Like that is for sure.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say you like a pickled man, a pickled human. Sorry.
Right. So like I'm definitely you know and I think more of that for me is like you know and as I've aged it's like become more hippy dippy in the sense that like
if every
guy smells the same like how do you like
I like think, axe
and yeah I'm sorry I think like a lot of our like olfactory senses play a big part. It's not just visually what you like, it's like you know
well
I've smelled people that like I'm like I yeah you're hot but like
Well, that's I think that's pheromones, clicking. Right?
Yeah, totally.
Because I think that you, like the cologne, once you like a natural scent of...
confuses the pheromones somehow.
They fuck it up. No, yeah. Well, they fuck up your pH balance, and then that fucks up... Yeah, no. You a little tidbit, never spray cologne and or body spray below the belt because it fucks with your... Especially behind the knees.
Oh, yeah.
It fucks your pheromones up.
Fuck never that.
Do. Yeah, never. One more time.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Never, ever, ever do that. So I think that you have an attraction to especially specific people's scents because it's a pheromone thing.
Yeah. And I think once you like
them, then you're like, please don't fuck with your natural scent because you are like addicted to their scent.
It becomes so part of your attraction to somebody. You know, like you know, like those neurotransmitters.
I love my partner's BO. And if I don't, then I know that you know what? There was somebody in the past, I'm not going to say their code name even, but someone in the past we both used to know. And remember, we didn't like their pH balance.
We really didn't.
We both didn't. Because they stripped, they had no natural pH. Yeah. They stripped it with like all these
body
washes and fucking, it's like they scrubbed off their skin. It was terrible.
And on some level, if your scent is so strong, like part of like the kind of like... process of sex is somewhat about getting like, God, I hope you're exerting some fucking energy up in there. And like when that happens, like you shouldn't continue to smell like wet soap on someone, you know? As you get deeper into it, these things become
there's nothing hotter than like the smell of you and your partner just just going at it, fucking that primal, like the second hour in, you haven't peed yet, but you're so sweaty and hot inside of one another. Mm. Anyways, so okay, you like a pheromone thing.
Yeah.
Give me top three fetishes.
Yeah.
Two
I'm
and
sorry,
three.
I'm draining on and on, but
no,
yeah.
No, don't. So. Excuse me. Do never apologize.
You know, I want to keep that level of professionalism.
Fuck off. What's your second one?
So my second one would be I like some level of like ability to like role play or fantasize, like for sure. Not in like
imagination.
Imagination. That's a better way to say it. Because detachment isn't really it. Because if you can't embody the energy we're talking about in this particular fantasy or role play, it's not going
to
work for me.
Right. It's like when I'm trying to, you know, pretend like somebody's in the room for a fucking porn that I'm filming. You know,
yeah,
I'm talking to a human that's not there.
It just comes off like
it comes off bad.
Real.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and that unreal is not so much a turn on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Third,
you know, I like more passionate, like I'm definitely I don't know if it's a fetish, but like I feel like in today's culture it is because I don't see it a lot. But I like passionate sex and like
intensity.
Thank you.
Yeah. There turn you that shit up. All right. I guess it's time for my three.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I would say, I didn't even think of this while you were answering. I would say my first one is definitely, I like to be taken. Ooh. A taken woman, with consent, of course. But I like the hey, within the next hour, you have permission to take me kind of thing. And then I go off and do my own thing. And then I'm just, you know, cleaning up the floor. And then you just are inside of me. Hands, feet, dick, whatever the fuck you want.
Knees and toes.
Feet do not go elbows, inside. I don't know why I said that. I am not Belladonna as much as I wish I were.
Oh, is that something Belladonna did?
Yeah, she got footed a lot.
Footed. Is that the term?
Yeah.
Officially.
I think it is.
We're going to fact check that.
No, it's footed. Well, it's fisted, so it's footed. Feeted? It's not feeted, it's footed. Anyways, so I like to be taken with consent, you know, not, you know what I mean.
I get you.
I also, another fetish is, I never like to talk about it, but Okay, fine. Sleeping Beauty fetish is definitely one of mine. Like which, again, is the same kind of gist. It's like a tonight, not every night, no, but when I give you consent, if you were to wake me up, being inside of me with one of your somethings, a toy, a dick, a finger, whatever, I wouldn't mind.
So it's kind of like getting G'd out and getting fucked.
Here's the thing. No, because it's never the nights.
I'm fucking with
it's
you.
It's never the nights where I'm super tired. If I'm super tired, I'll swat you away, which I don't even realize I'm doing.
Okay.
Like, I'll be like, horny, honey, do that tonight. And then they try. And then the next day, it's like, I'm generalizing when I say
so
they.
So what's your fail safe for that? Like when you've done
I literally I don't even realize I swap people away in my sleep. Yeah, like
if you're asleep and you're in the
I act like I'm getting gangbanged in my sleep.
No.
I'm not getting gangbanged in my sleep.
This is a very specific question. So if you're asleep and in the mood, you don't swat anybody away.
Here's the thing. If I'm asleep in the mood, I'm half asleep. I'm like nipples perked, ready to go, roaring.
I get you.
Asses poked in the air by at least 2 inches. And even though I might be getting a little bit of like first stage REM, I am not going to fall asleep until I get that shit because I need to get a nut off. That's a fetish.
You exactly.
And I don't want to say, you know what? Let's admit it. Of course we know I have a rape fetish, right? And that goes with the first two.
Totally.
Rape with consent fetish, right? Take me with. So I don't want to stray away from the word because let's be honest about it. Rape is a very real thing that people fantasize and fetishize, especially if they are a victim of sexual assault.
So I want us to challenge us for like the more information, deeper dive part. Like I want some fucking information on if there's any like general statistics or understanding of like even if like
my personal understanding is we are going to find a yes, but
no, not about yes. I definitely agree there's a yes, but sure. I'm curious about incidents.
What are this? Okay,
even if we just go to Kinsey studies, which the Kinsey Institute keeps up a lot of these stats, and people don't know that.
Yeah, we know what we're gonna find, but yes, I think that it'd be interesting to actually have the official information. And I would say a third fetish before we end the show with our little game is, what was that?
I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. A third fetish. Yeah,
we can't hear anything because we can only hear through our mic.
Hear ourselves and that's it.
It's amazing.
I do have a thing for being watched. So public.
Okay.
Public.
Okay.
Not necessarily join in.
Yeah.
But watching, like, my favorite is to, like, watch in a, I don't even know. I probably shouldn't admit this, but, like, say if I were, like, bent over on, like, a walkway bridge over an overpass, that'll do it. Yeah. That'll do it for the rest of my life, you know.
I love it.
I like that kind of shit. So, those are my three.
Okay. Fuck yeah.
But they might be paraphilia, so I don't know.
You never know. You never know.
I think they are, but that's okay.
What is this one right here?
Perfect. Yeah. All of those things will make me do that.
Okay. So
and nipple play is my other one, but that's fine.
So, okay. So we should introduce this next segment.
Yes, we have okay, so to end each show. So, okay, let me wrap this up. By saying we're going to explore the topic of fetishes and fetish exploration over the next 3 episodes. So, if you were interested in what we just posed as questions and kind of hashed out, please tune in to our next 3 episodes because that's what we're going to be talking about, including bringing on a special guest / expert. So please tune in.
Information is power, bitches.
Subscribe, like, follow us online. And we're going to now end with a brand new fun little segment / game show.
Welcome to this week's
Never Have I Ever.
Okay, I love that. And so hey, so if you've done, everybody knows this game, so
sure,
fuck
sure,
it.
Sure.
So if it's,
this is when we light the blunt.
If it's something that both of us have done, we're gonna hit this button.
I've done that.
Right.
Okay.
And if it's something we haven't done, we're gonna hit this button.
Oh hell no.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
So if we haven't done it first, if we haven't done it second, okay?
You got it. Okay.
I think I said the same thing twice. If we haven't, if we haven't.
Whatever. It's self-explanatory.
You knew what I meant. Wait, which buttons are they, though? Show
okay,
me again.
This one?
Oh, hell no.
And that one. Okay.
I've done that.
This is like Bop It or whatever that okay. game was.
Yeah. It's like Simon, too. With the like,
Simon!
Like, yeah.
That's what I was okay. thinking.
All right. Give me a hit of that.
Hold on. Here you go. Never have I ever done a podcast not. That's just like.
Oh, it's windy.
Yeah, it's a wind.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay. And, all right.
We haven't smoked all day. Jesus Christ. I'm
all right,
alive.
I've got one. Wait. Five fingers?
Three.
That was some good shit right there.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Never. It's got to be something I haven't done. I always ask the same question.
Saying I've never done it, yes.
Never have I ever fucked in the trunk of a car.
The trunk?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck? No. Wait.
Oh, hell no.
Is that that? Yeah. Did I do it right? Okay.
Yeah, now it's your turn.
Okay. Never have I ever... been fucked in the ass in public.
I've done that.
Mm, yeah, put that finger down.
Right. Oh, never have I ever... never have I ever... fucked in my mother's house.
Even, like, Vermont?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fuck off.
No. Fucked. And I mean specifically penetratively speaking.
Oh.
Penetratively speaking.
I've done that.
Okay, you got me out. All right, two fingers to two fingers.
Uh-huh.
All right.
The two fingers.
Two finger shuffle.
Why am I holding up these
two fingers? I don't know. It's interesting two fingers to hold up. It seems very uncomfortable. Never have I ever... used someone else's butt bulb to clean my butthole.
I've done
oh
that.
My god, amazing. I didn't even know. I oh didn't know god. For the record.
Wow.
Some of these we would know, but
never have I ever taken laxatives before I had anal sex.
Why would I do that?
Oh, nobody's done that. Okay, oh. Fuck that.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot right. the button.
Go ahead.
Never have I ever... Hold on, let me think. Never have I ever... Never have I ever... jerked off... at a, the fuck, what are they called? Jerk off booth.
Oh,
glory hole booth.
Oh. I've done that.
It's almost never fair when you and I play
you
together.
You have, no, well, we know each other too well. I couldn't think of anything, I'm sorry. You have a finger left.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You had two.
Oh.
Jesus okay. Christ. it's two to one.
Never have I ever gotten a... Never have I... let me think of this. Hold on. Oh, fuck. No, this is true. Never have I ever specifically gotten a Brazilian for sex. Oh.
Okay, I get...
I've done that.
Yeah, I guess it was for sex. I mean...
Well, sometimes it's just for comfort, right?
No, that's not comfortable.
Whatever.
Ouch. Okay, never have, or we're one to one, neck and neck.
Back to back, mouth to ass.
Throat to throat. Okay. Never have I ever, I'm trying not to be specific based okay. on like my knowledge. Okay. I'm just trying okay. to guess
You're trying
random
to be
shit.
Fair.
Yeah, like the first one I guess was,
there's so
I
few
didn't
things
know.
We didn't, like, don't know. We have to, like, yeah.
Never have I ever given... Oh, no, I have done that. Fuck. No, I'm trying to be fair. Never have I ever tasted someone else's breast milk. You've done that?
I've done that.
Oh, fuck yeah. I would.
Christ, that was random.
I am not the whole, you
that's
know.
The bottom bitch.
Hey, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to our brand new episode.
Woo! New format.
New format.
Episode 101. What's up?
New foreskin episode.
New foreskin episode.
We are going to dive into fetishes for the next 3 episodes, and then we'll start anew.
Ooh, and foreskin is a fetish.
Sure thing. It sure is. What is the fetish name? Guess.
Circumlonious.
I love it. Yes, that's exactly what it is. All right, everybody. Follow us online. Like and nope, don't do that. Follow us online. Like and subscribe.
New queer order.
We're gonna get drunk. Bye. Orgasm addicts. You're orgasm addicts. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're orgasm addicts. You're orgasm addicts.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.